McDermott and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
What's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With new Sky original Mother Teresa. For the love of God, watch exclusively on Sky.
For the love of God, watch Sky. Our Marie is away on a lovely, well-deserved holiday, so our Eames is in the TV hot seat. What have you got for us?
Kicking off with some big news for Bridgerton fans.
Okay.
So they did like one of these junket things, you know, the Comic-Con type things, and Nicola Coughlan, of course, who people will know from Dairy Girls, mm-hmm. which I'll get to in a minute. Some big news. She, of course, plays Penelope Featherington in Bridgerton, and she has revealed that Series 3 will be focusing on her and her love story with Colin Bridgerton.
Okay.
Don't know much about it, but I know they're filming it now, or they've just filmed it, and that entire third series now
isn't
will be
it
focusing
about her?
On our very own Galway
Going
slash
from
Dairy
strength
girl.
To strength, that woman. She's brilliant.
I know. Speaking of people we've had on the show recently, Joe Wicks. We had him on our Saturday show from Wellfest, and he mentioned in the chat with us the TV show he's doing called Facing My Childhood. It's on tonight. I'll let him explain a little bit about what it was about.
It was a really tough thing for me to do because I was interviewing my mum and dad on camera about things that I'd never spoke about, and I understood that my mum and dad had severe mental health issues. It manifested in addiction for my dad and OCD and eating disorders for my mum, but It was emotional, but I know that sharing that story and being vulnerable on TV and letting people know that you can come through that and have an amazing life and have a great family relationship is powerful. And so in that story, I think it's going to help a lot of people.
So that's him talking about the show that's on tonight.
Yes, it's on tonight. It's called Joe Wicks, Facing My Childhood, BBC One, 9 o'clock. So it's a documentary. It looks at the issues that he just mentioned there that shaped his own life, and then also how you can support people who are like him living now in 2022. So it looks really, really interesting. Really tough for him to delve into that part of his life. Something I know he's spoken about a little bit before.
He has a little bit on social media and in interviews, I think, what he's done. Like, you know, when somebody's done a kind of an in-depth podcast interview, he's kind of gone into it a little bit. But yeah, to do a full TV show about it and bear
and
everything around
your
it.
Your parents and chat about all that sort of stuff. It's fascinating.
So where and when?
BBC One tonight, 9 p.m.
Okay.
If you want to avoid that and go down the superhero or supervillain route, Elon Musk is being exposed in a documentary tonight on Channel 4. So obviously, now he was buying Twitter, now he's not buying Twitter. Who knows? I think he said at the weekend he wasn't going to buy it anymore.
He's put a hold on it.
Yeah.
Because, he says it's because he wants proper confirmation that there aren't more bot accounts than Twitter are admitting to. But a lot of people think that maybe actually he's just stalling. Using that as an excuse to stall and not actually spend $40 billion.
I was going to say, there's a slight price tag issue as well.
Yeah, it's worth apparently $252 billion. So $40 billion, you can probably, siphon
about
some
like
of that
a
off.
Sixth of his entire wealth on Twitter. I'm sure Twitter will make him money in the long run, but it still seems like a lot. But anyway.
My economics is not great, but $40 million into $252, I think he'll be okay. So Channel 4 have done a big documentary kind of looking into whether or not he is a rock star, which some people think he is and other people think he's a villain. So they're kind of trying to divide it down and go, what actually is he? So he is Channel 4 on Channel 4 tonight at 9 o'clock. Now, speaking of Channel 4, one of the biggest Irish TV shows in the last couple of years is coming to an end this week. I thought we had 2 weeks left, but in fact, it's only one. Dairy Girls.
Dairy Girls' last episode.
Last two episodes. They're on, I presume it's always been on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. They're actually doing Tuesday and Wednesday this week.
Okay.
Yes. So the second to last episode will be on Tuesday at 9, Channel 4. They're going to see Fatboy Slim. It's Dairy Girls. I'm willing to bet they probably won't get to Fatboy Slim.
Probably, yeah.
And then the final episode's going to be on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, but it's an hour long, and they're actually going forward a year in time.
Oh.
So it's going to end around the time of the Good Friday Agreement, which happens to interfere with Aaron's 18th birthday.
Right, okay.
So end of an era, but I think there'll be a lot of fans. I think even this series has been, like, people I know who had never watched it before.
Tune in for this one.
Yeah, have really started watching it, so it'll be a big ending to it. And then on Wednesday, you're going to have to compete with Conversations with Friends is kicking off. So this is Normal People, the sequel, without actually being Normal People, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right.
So it's the same writer's next project.
It's Sally Rooney wrote, actually, it was her first book was Conversations with Friends. The second book was Normal People. And they had commissioned both. And then Normal People, obviously, was just the biggest thing that's happened in Irish television in a very long time. And now they've done conversations with friends. It's exactly the same team. Lenny Abrahamson, who is going to be on with Eno this week, is involved.
Is it set in Ireland?
Set in Ireland. The cast is Alison Oliver plays the main character. Jemima Kirk, who people might remember as the one from the girl with the English accent from Girls, she's in it. And Joe Alwyn, who is Mr. Taylor Swift, are all in it. So
I did see a Twitter headline today. Joe Alwyn explains that Taylor Swift had a super chill reaction to his steamy scenes. It's like, there's never been a more Twitter headline than that, in fairness.
So yeah, I'm intrigued. I've read both the books. I preferred Normal People, the book. Conversations with Friends, I'll definitely watch it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'll have the same hysteria that Normal People
had. Yeah, so the only one way to find out is waiting.
It must be great for Sally Rooney, though, if that was her first book and then Normal People comes out and then she gets to sell the book all over again.
Yeah.
I could learn something from this.
Yes, mindful the TV show. Yes.
Well, write steamy romance is the first thing you have to learn, absolutely. I think, German, to be honest with you.
That's it. Wear tighter shorts.
Exactly, yeah. GA shorts for the win. So that's 9:30 on RT1 on Tuesday, or on Wednesday, sorry. And then the movie of the week, and there could only be one movie of the week, Top Gun. It's on Sky Showcase, 9:00 Tuesday night. Oh. I've never seen it.
Great idea to watch it before you go and see the new Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, you don't need to, if you kind of don't even remember Top Gun, you can still go see Top Gun Maverick. But there are crossovers and references and things that's worth having.
I have seen it, but I often confuse it, and this is very embarrassing, with a film called Memphis Belle, which no one else ever remembers, but my cousins and my dad and all used to watch it. So there's it's set in the Second World War, so there's no way it's in any way related to Top Gun.
How could you get them mixed? It's like getting Indiana Jones mixed up.
Because they were films that the lads put on, and I would have to sit there and watch it, and then I had no interest. It's like Con Air, Top Gun, they're all the same.
If you confuse it with Hot Shots, I would understand that, because there was an element of Tom Cruise about Hot Shots, at least a couple of the scenes. Hot Shots was one of those parody movies with Charlie Sheen. You definitely remember that.
Tapper, Harley.
One really quick recommendation, just because I'm obsessed with this at the minute. On Netflix, there's a TV show called Old Enough. It is, if you haven't watched it, they're only 10 episodes long.
Oh, these are kids or something.
It's the best TV show ever. So it's a Japanese show. It's all subtitled and dubbed. And the premise is that they get toddlers to go and do adult tasks. So they get them to go to the shop and collect like a bottle of milk or whatever. But they send them off and they have like a little flag that they have to carry. And they like have to navigate crossing roads and carry. And they should bring all the groceries home. So there's one episode where the child is like, it's so heavy. And then he has to like have a little sit down. And he's like, I can use my backpack. Oh, it's just...
Okay, Old Enough it's
old
called.
Old Enough. It's on Netflix. 10-minute episodes. You'll watch them all in one go. It's brilliant.
Can't wait for that. All right, Emer, thank you very much.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.